Well, I think that it's very difficult to draw a difference between politics and economics on these sorts of matters. That I think that you recognise that the more economically prosperous the region is, the less likely it is that you're going to see violent conflict. Again, you're not going to get rid of conflict in the region overnight. It's going to be a long process. It's going to take decades. But again, we see this across the European Union. What makes it so important is recognizing if you give people a good standard of living, a degree of wealth, then it means that they're less likely to want to pick up arms and shoot each other. I know it sounds like a very sort of trite comment to make, but I think that you can see the evidence of this throughout the European Union. And that really is what has got to be the task. It's making this area economically prosperous so that this will help with political matters.